From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Owen Henderson. It's Wednesday, May 24th. Coming up, the residents and organizations of one Illinois city are coming together to create a plan addressing cultural equity. That story from Yvonne Booz in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. A Northern Illinois man accused of driving his car into a building proposed for use as an abortion clinic in Danville missed his court appearance yesterday due to a medical event. Illinois Newsroom's Farah Anderson reports on the charges he's facing.
The U.S. Attorney's Office for Illinois Central District has charged 73-year-old Philip Bino with attempted arson. According to an affidavit, the Prophetstown resident drove into the building with containers of gasoline early Saturday morning. The National Abortion Federation, an abortion rights organization, says Bino was previously arrested for trespassing at a Planned Parenthood location in Peoria. I'm Farah Anderson, Illinois Newsroom.
An investigation by the state attorney general found that the Catholic Church in Illinois did not report hundreds of priests and other clergy members credibly accused of sexual abuse. Cameron Cutinello reports.
The church in Illinois had listed 103 clergy credibly accused of abuse, but the report names more than 450. Attorney General Kwame Raoul says almost 2,000 children were abused during the nearly 70-year period.
It was the survivors of child sex abuse who gave purpose and drive to this investigation.
Raoul says many cases are outside the statute of limitations, but his office is reviewing them. In Chicago, Cardinal Blaise Supich says the church will continue to cooperate with the Attorney General and review steps to address abuse. I'm Cameron Cutinello.
A new state plan is aimed at bolstering the ranks of healthcare workers in rural areas across Illinois. U.S. Senator Dick Durbin says the plan has been in the making for about a year. The Democrat says three major parts of the plan include recruiting students in middle and high school for future healthcare careers, incentivizing careers in rural areas, and funding nursing education programs.
In 2021, 92,000 qualified applicants were rejected from nursing programs due to enrollment constraints. It comes down to economics. A nurse would have to leave a higher paying salary at the bedside to take out loans for graduate education and then wind up making less as teacher.
Durbin says the expansion of nursing school faculty will in turn increase the number of trained healthcare workers available. The plan included an announcement of funding Durbin already secured for Illinois State University's Mennonite College of Nursing. The school is set to receive $2 million in federal funding to expand. Scientists say a dust storm that killed eight motorists along I-55 earlier this month underscores the dangers of soil erosion. Karen Perry Stillerman is with the Union of Concerned Scientists. She says farmers need federal subsidies to help them implement soil protection strategies.
We may be talking about planting cover crops in the winter or between cash crops, or planting different mixtures of and rotations of crops, or doing livestock grazing differently. And a lot of times those changes have upfront costs.
Perry Stillerman says soil erosion is particularly threatening when combined with hot and dry weather conditions. Still to come, one Northern Illinois city is coming together to create a cultural equity plan. That story is coming up next on 217 Today.
Discover the story of the largest freshwater ecosystem in the world in the new nature special, Niagara Falls. Scientists and naturalists show us a complex world forged by stone and powered by water. In this realm, we discover tiny shrews hunting in freezing rivers, shorebird migrations, snowy owls stalking prey from ice floes, and prehistoric snapping turtles on dangerous overland journeys. Watch this and other nature specials as a friend of WILL at will.illinois.edu/passport.
This is 217 Today. I'm Owen Henderson. Cultural equity plans are being created across the world, and now one Northern Illinois city is joining in. Some of its organizations, residents, and other groups came together last week for the city's first cultural plan conversation. Yvonne Booz has more.
The Rockford Region Cultural Plan was explained and discussed at Riverfront Museum Park. Mary McNamara Bernstein is the executive director of the Rockford Area Arts Council. She says this is put in place to establish belonging, community pride, safety, and beauty.
It gives focus to the community and helps it move forward, not just in the areas of arts and culture, but in other critical areas of community development. According to the Americans for the Arts, the impact of a strong arts and culture community leads to community cohesion, economic development, livability, and very effective planning.
The council and other community groups are partnering with Lord Cultural Resources. This global company started 40 years ago. It helps communities create cultural spaces. The Arts Council has worked with this team since February. Eve Moros Ortega is a director at Lord. She says the Americans for the Arts website is a great resource and that it explains the needs for these plans.
Each one of these little slices of the pie connects to actual studies. So when we talk about these outcomes, they are backed by data.
The initiative's inaugural meeting kicked off with the Rockford Area Arts Council board member Armando Cardenas. He played a familiar song. Participants were asked to break off in groups and sit at small tables to explore a few topics.
We're going to ask hard questions. What is missing? Who is missing in this conversation? Where is that disconnect? What are we doing well? What could we build on? Answering those tough questions is a big part of this cultural planning process, and the more that we can get people involved, the more valued perspectives we will hear from.
The participants discussed some of the positive things about arts and culture in the city. Some examples were murals, the city's biannual art scene art walk, and the work of the Arts Council. Rebecca Francis is a co-founder of the SOAR Radio Gospel Music Awards. This platform celebrates some of gospel music's biggest artists. Frances took part in one of the group discussions. She gave input on an issue she says the region should work on.
I literally am breaking apart our entire city and watching where the gaps lie, and it literally all boils down to classism. So if, depending on where you live and who like you're attached to or who you know, is really how you would get the information.
Barb Chitley is a neighborhood specialist for the city of Rockford. She joined Frances and other women in the group. She says another opportunity is to work on communication. Chitley says to be inclusive, the region should look at the cultural offerings that appeal to all groups.
Because if certain folks are not involved in those decisions as to what we bring, what we host, it may not be a question of how do we make them feel like they belong in our world. It may be a how do we also feel comfortable in their world.
After the micro conversations took place, representatives from each discussion table were asked to give a report to the rest of the participants. Similar events will take place later this year. The Arts Council is also inviting residents in the region to take part in a planned survey. It could be found on the council's website. I'm Yvonne Booms.
So anyway, in the 1960s, there was a band from England. Right? Beatles, right? And then they copied it. They said, "Begging on baby, twist and shout, right?" Come on, baby, now.
And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says it'll be sunny with a high of 87 degrees. That's it for today. Reporting today contributed by Farah Anderson, Cameron Cutinello, Eric Stock, Sarah Nardi, and Yvonne Booz. Music by the Kilburn Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Owen Henderson. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.